This is Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a production of Catholic Radio Indy. Now here's today's program.
This is Faith in Action on Catholic Radio. I'm Jim Ganley. Our co-host is Bridget Hare.
Yes, great to be with you.
And Bridget, maybe it's been a while since we reminded people of a couple of very, very easy ways to donate to Catholic Radio. Probably the easiest way ever. If you happen to shop at Kroger, you probably have a Kroger card, because at Kroger or any other store these days, you don't get the good bargains unless you have the magic card.
Yeah, that's
true. So Kroger has one of those. If you go to our website first, catholicradioindy.org, you can register your Kroger card with Catholic Radio. It's really simple. You click on a link. It takes you over to a Kroger website where you choose Catholic Radio Indy, all three words, Catholic Radio Indy as your charity, and that's it. You're done. You don't ever have to worry about it again. You go in for a whole week's full of groceries or a can of beans or a loaf of bread, whatever it is. You don't have to mention it at the store or anything else. Catholic Radio automatically gets a small percentage of whatever you purchase. It doesn't cost you anything. And if all of our listeners do that, and we've got a bunch that do, but still have some more that could jump on the bandwagon there. If everybody does it, well, it comes out very, very good for Catholic Radio.
Well, it's funny that you're talking about groceries, because whenever you talk about the Kroger thing, I always think about, you know, feeding my family and how often I'm going to the grocery. So
you're a big contributor.
I know. I think I'm probably keeping the lights on here with my Kroger shopping. I do spend a lot there.
We appreciate it.
But it's funny that we're talking about that, because our topic today is really marriage and family life. And really, you know, let's be honest, family life can be a really messy endeavor. So when I saw the name of this ministry called the Messy Family Project, I was immediately, first of all, it cracked me up. But I just thought, what a great title. The founders of that ministry are with us today. They are our guests, Mike and Alicia Hernan. So welcome to Faith in Action.
It is so good to be with you, Bridget and Jim. Thanks for inviting us.
Yes, thanks for having us.
Well, okay, I really want to know. Well, first of all, you have a large family yourself, right?
Yep.
And is that,
I would say.
And how, tell us a little bit about your family, because when I found out the number of children that you had, I said, well, that's probably why they came up with that time, that name, right?
Yeah, yes, exactly. So we have 10 children, ranging from 25 to 7. And basically, it's kind of like we have a gap in between. We have 5 kids and then a gap of about 4 years and then 5 more kids, just the way it turned out. So we are in this very unique position of having 5 children who are adults, for the most part, you know, in college, some married. We have a grandchild, 2 grandchildren on the way, praise God. But we also have 5 elementary age kids who are at home still. So we're kind of like straddling, you know, like 2 different worlds, whereas a lot of people our age would have nobody at home. But
right.
We are fortunate enough to have 5 more kids running around here.
Well, it's funny. We're the first 5, the guinea pig kids, and then the last 5
Absolutely.
Are your perfect kids. Well, you know,
we
go ahead.
We figured that we had a couple of test kids. So we really do. We have a counseling fund for our older kids.
That's
and,
right.
You know, now we've figured out what we're doing with the last 5.
Exactly.
Well, you always hear about the first child, and how many pictures are taken and notes that are taken and journals that are kept and one thing or another, and the second kid, not so many. What about when you get to 10?
Yeah, I'm sorry, we how many kids do we have again? I don't know. I can keep track, but I forget names, so there's an app for that. So.
Well, tell us, how did you get involved in... why did you decide to start the Messy Family Project? Tell us about the name.
And you are saying messy.
Messy, yes.
Messy, as in
like
needing
crayons.
To be cleaned up.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
So tell us the mission and why the name.
Yeah, we chose the Messy Family Project. That, you know, first we wanted to just make people laugh, right? but really, we wanted to be very raw and honest. About life. I feel like there's too many people that kind of create this Pinterest perfect image
mm-hmm.
of what their family life is. And we wanted to be honest and we wanted to be genuine. And we also recognize that It is in those challenges, those struggles, those messy moments, those very human part of our life, that God is present in our world. It is present in our family. And so we really wanted to be able to share from a place of authenticity about family life, because we want to inspire and encourage couples, but we want to do it from a place where it's real. We're just being honest with them.
And really, we had one of the reasons we started this, too, was because I have 10 children, but I'm also the oldest, second oldest of 10 children.
Okay.
And so I have a lot of younger brothers and sisters who have, you know, 3 little kids under 5, you know, 4 kids under 10 still at home, and they would always be asking us questions just about regular parenting things. And it kind of made us realize that more than experts, young families today need mentors.
Mm-hmm.
They really need people who have just gone before them, who can say, yeah, that's not a big deal, or you shouldn't worry about that, or yeah, you should probably talk to your doctor, or whatever, you know, but just to mentor them more than they need someone with a degree in psychology or a counselor or whatever.
Well, yeah. Well, let's talk about some of the parenting challenges these days. I mean, I can come up with a whole Dead Sea Scroll list of challenges.
Yeah.
But what are some of the things that you see in your ministry and maybe just in your personal life and observation?
Yeah, I do have to say that I think parenting today is more challenging than it's ever been. You know, there are things that we are that are challenges for us today that simply our grandparents didn't even have to worry about.
Yeah.
You know, one, you just look at the secular culture, right? I mean,
yep.
There's nobody who questions the fact that there is a complete switch and a reversal of the generally accepted values and norms and morality that we now see in music and movie and culture at large, and just the pressure within the culture. Then you throw in technology that's now
right.
Ubiquitous. It's everywhere, and it's coming after us. And again, not all these things are bad, but these are challenges that our grandparents didn't have.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also have really the disintegration of the family, where even if families are connected, they are not necessarily in close proximity to grandparents, and they don't have this extended family network and a net where they're helping raise these kids. So these are some big, big, you know, issues that make parenting more challenging. But then you have the things that are always a challenge in parenting, right?
Exactly. And they have,
right.
They have all the regular stuff.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, just if you're just joining us right now, we're talking with Mike and Alicia Hernan. They are the founders and they are speakers of the Messy Family Project, a marriage and family life ministry. Okay, so... gosh, I'm not even sure. I think it was George Weigel has a book out. I think it's been out maybe a year, but he talks about one of the points that you mentioned, and that is just kind of the culture being so really unsupportive to the extent of hostile to, you know, the basic Catholic values that we have. I mean, that is so huge.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it really is. And I think that we have a lot of parents. When we speak about twice a month all over the country, we've even, you know, been internationally speaking, and we have parents all over the world who say to us, how do I keep my kids Catholic?
Mm-hmm.
How do I pass on my values to my children?
In this very crazy world.
Yeah, in this very crazy world. And we have come to believe that the secret weapon for Catholic parents is forming your own authentic, dynamic, attractive family culture within your own home. And so we really talk about that a lot. And really, that's kind of a theme throughout all of our podcasts is, first of all, you have the grace to do this. You did not get these children by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
God gave you these children, and you are the perfect parents for these kids for this time. And when you and your spouse intentionally say, we're going to create a culture in our home that is imbued with our values, that speaks to our children more powerfully than any written word, that is communicating our expectations, our beliefs to our kids by the way we live our life, by what we say, and we talk about like different elements of family culture.
Mm-hmm.
When you do that, your children will then see the false, fake culture that the world offers, and they're going to recognize it for what it is.
So,
but you have to have an attractive family culture of
okay,
your own.
So what does that mean? Translate that for our listeners.
what does it mean to have an attractive family culture, and obviously a Catholic culture?
Right, right, right. So every home has a culture.
Yes.
You know, whether it's a question of whether or not we're being intentional about it. What messages are we sending our kids? And simply put, these are the traditions, if you will, the rituals, the habits and values of our home. You know, it's things that we hold dear. So we as parents start it, but really it's the whole family that engages in creating your family culture. And it's sometimes it's non-spiritual things, mm-hmm. As well as very substantial traditions that are meaningful for you. And the five elements that we break down, and we actually have 2 hours that are available on our website and a whole worksheet on building a more intentional family culture. But, you know, the first part is your spiritual life. And the second is your marriage.
Got to start there. Got to start there with your spiritual life, right? Your personal spiritual life, right?
Yes, it's starting with you. It's making it real. It's making it your own and sharing it. Because, you know, a simple thing for us as parents to recognize in a very humble and humbling sort of way is that we reflect the image of God the Father to our children.
Mm-hmm.
And that they will be able to perceive, you know, through our love, and us knowing them, they'll be able to perceive that God the Father knows their name and loves them.
And one thing that I think Catholic parents and some Catholic ministries, though they're doing the best they can, they forget that when we talk about you are imaging God the Father for your children, we don't mean just you're praying with your child, you're bringing your child for Mass. Okay, yes, but we also mean you're putting your phone down when your kid's talking to you.
Mm-hmm.
You're taking time to wrestle with your child. You are taking your child out and just getting to know them. You're just loving them. You're just being that parent. That's what we mean. And so that's why, again, kind of going back to the Messy Family Project, like the whole name is that this is earthy. This is, parenting is very, very earthy. And I think that the Catholic Church does a disservice when we over-spiritualize what it means to be a Catholic parent. Really what it means to be a Catholic parent is you got to show up. You got to look your kid in the eye. You have to form a relationship with them. And that actually is like the third element is forming relationships with your children. The fourth is developing the giftedness of everyone within your home. And then last is your family operations. So all of those different elements of your family culture kind of like lay the their priorities, if you will. You can't have one before the other. You know, like you can't put your relationship with your kids before your relationship with your spouse, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You can't put family operations before your relationship with your children. So all of these things can be built one upon the other to form your family culture.
You mentioned putting down the phone and talking to your kids. As you were saying that, I would just imagine praying, and God said, "Just a minute, I'm on the phone." you know, that wouldn't work so well.
Exactly.
Yes.
We need to take a quick break. When we come back, I want to delve in a little bit more into those five elements to build the domestic church. And also, I know you have something that's going on for Lent, so we can talk about that. So stay tuned for more Faith in Action.
You're listening to Catholic Radio Indy, converting the culture to Christ through radio, featuring 100% Catholic programming 24/7. Do your friends a favor. Tell them about Catholic Radio Indy. You know us as Catholic Radio Indy, but we're so much more than just radio. We're a voice for the church that's seldom heard in our chaotic world. We're confirmation for the strong of faith and encouragement and answers for those in doubt. We're there to rejoice with your triumphs and to be a voice of consolation through the dark times. We're a voice for vocations and proudly pro-life. We are Catholic Radio Indy and CatholicRadioIndy.org.
Have you been married and have since divorced? Do you think your marital status prevents you from coming to church? Most Catholics and non-Catholics unfortunately have a lot of misconceptions about marriage, divorce, and remarriage. Pope Francis has recently encouraged all people with questions about marriage to make an appointment and talk with their parish priest. As Catholic priests, we look forward to the opportunity to help you on your journey through life. Please make an appointment to speak with the priest today. We are and will always be here for you.
You can hear the Holy Mass every day at 8 a.m. right here on Catholic Radio Indy.
Welcome back to Faith in Action. I'm Bridget Ayer. Jim Ganley's in the studio with me, and we are talking about the Messy Family Project and family.
Messy family. Everybody can relate to that. Everybody listening says, are they talking about my family?
Yes, and we're talking with Mike and Alicia Hernan. They are the founders of this ministry.
And I think the way we found out about them, they recently did a presentation at Our Lady of Mount Carmel here in the Indianapolis area. And what sort of things did you cover there briefly?
So we offer lots of different types of retreats, basically to serve couples, married couples, and also to serve parents. So when we were in Carmel, they wanted more of a marriage retreat. So we did two talks, and then we had, some time of prayer and adoration. But the most important thing that we do actually at our events, which make us probably a little different from any other speaker, is that our goal is actually to get the couples to talk to each other. Mm. It's not just for them to sit there and let this information wash over them, mm-hmm. but instead we always bring, we always have handouts for the couples. We have a summary of our talk, but also questions that we give them time to answer, like, 5 to 10 minutes, answer these questions on your own in your handout, and then have like 15, 20 minutes to discuss with your spouse about how are we doing with our family life. So we give, during the talk, we give our principles, we tell stories, we have a lot of fun in our talks. I love meeting people. But it's really to kind of have spark ideas and to initiate a conversation between the couple so they can leave having made, hopefully, some life-changing decisions for their family.
Okay, we cover... Go ahead. We cover a fairly large area here in central Indiana with a lot of different parishes and a couple of dioceses, actually. And I'm sure there's people listening saying, that's what we could use at our parish. How would they go about getting in touch with you to talk to you about doing something at their parish?
Yeah, so if anybody wants to visit us at messyfamilyproject.org, there's a speaking a form there, and they could request us. We're really booked out into the fall right now, and
and all of our events are on there too. If anybody was who's listening would like to come to any of our events,
and it really is something that we feel like it's a conviction of ours. We felt really obviously called into this work. This is our full time work. I used to work at Franciscan University, and now this is what we do full time. And we really, our mission is to drive couples together because we believe that the foundation of our families needs to be God's grace working through our marriage.
Right.
And the more that we can drive couples together, the more effective their families are going to be. And this is true, from a secular standpoint as well as from a spiritual and grace standpoint, is that, the more united you are, the greater marriages you're going to have. And it's the greatest, it's more important to have confidence as a couple in each other than it is in any parenting theory or any expert out there. And so this is really at the heart of who we are and what we believe we're called into, is strengthening marriages this way. And we do it through events, as well as through our podcasts and other resources that we have
and
on our website.
Can I just say something, too, about evangelism?
Mm-hmm.
Is that we have found that our message, exactly like what Mike was saying, is very attractive to those people who are on the fringes of the church.
Mm.
Those people who maybe just come occasionally to Mass, maybe they're just coming on Sunday. But when you start talking about parenting,
mm-hmm.
That gets people's attention because almost everybody wants to be a good parent.
Yeah.
Even if they don't care about being a good Catholic, if they mm-hmm. don't care, sadly, even about being a good spouse, they want to be a good parent. And so when we offer these kinds of things, we kind of, it's like self-evangelization. Like we draw them in.
That's awesome. I want to ask you a couple questions. We've got about 7 minutes left. Is that about right? Jim's nodding to me. Okay, so when this five elements, so that's a resource, the five elements of creating a Catholic culture in your family, basically.
Yes,
that's available on your webpage and some kind of a resource there for that.
Yes. So if people go to messyfamilyproject.org, they can just search family culture in our search bar, and it will come up with a couple of things. One, we have two different podcasts, so they're about 45 minutes each in length, talking about all of these elements, so going through it more specifically. And we also have a free downloadable worksheet for to help people evaluate where's our family today and where do we want to grow and be more intentional in our family culture. So those resources are all free and available. That's stuff that they can find at messyfamilyproject.org.
And if they go onto the website, there's our podcasts are listed there. But also, I mean, the podcast, that's our mainstay. I mean, that's like the bulk of our ministry is, and you can subscribe to our podcast on iTunes or Stitcher or Google Play or whatever. We have over 100 podcasts all about all different topics, some about marriage, some about parenting, some that are more spiritual, celebrating Advent or Lent. One thing that we have up on our website right now is a program called Cana 90.
Yeah, tell me about that.
Yeah, so Cana 90, when you sign up, it's a free program, and you get daily emails that are going to help walk you through the 40 days of Lent and then the 50 days of Easter. Because we really believe that if you are going to make a change in your family, if you're going to make sacrifices during Lent, that those sacrifices should be pointing you towards becoming a better spouse, pointing you towards becoming a better father. If you're sacrificing something and it's not making you a better spouse and parent, then you're probably sacrificing the wrong thing.
Mm-hmm.
So because if this is our path to holiness, our Lenten practices should be pointing towards strengthening our vocation. So that's what Cana 90 is all about, and that is a free resource that is on our website right now.
So, and anyone can, depending on when people hear this broadcast, if they hear it, you know, during Lent or if they even hear it during Easter, because we have podcasts too. Sure. So sometimes people download our podcast and hear them later. They can just go to your webpage, right? Messyfamilyproject.org, and then look for Cana 90. Will it be a tab or where do they find Cana 90?
Yeah, Cana 90 will be, between, now all the way through until Pentecost, it'll be very clearly identified with
the
image on the homepage of the website, but they can also search Cana 90. Again, Cana, that's where Christ began his public ministry. I think he has something for our marriages and for our family, and that we're supposed to be, driven into this more specifically. And it's daily meditation, short, sweet, bite-sized. But there's also people, if you want to do it weekly, we have a weekly one as well as an e-book, available. So those are all there. And we have parishes that are signed up. We launched this last year at Lent, and it was so great. We had people on all continents that signed up to be a part of it, a little over 1,000 people with very short notice. And so we're expanding it this year.
That's really awesome. So, I mean, really any parent and any couple can get in on this. It's not, let's say you're not that. One thing that I find really attractive to what you're talking about is that reaching people that are on the fringes, because I think some people think, well, I'm not holy enough, or I've not been going to mass, or my kids won't listen to me or whatever, how can I be a good parent? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yes, that's why the Messy Family Project is here. If you sometimes feel like your life is a mess, come on in. Join the Messy Family.
That's right. None of us are holy enough. None of us are good enough. That's the reality of it.
Praise the Lord. It's just, we're all on this journey together. So what have you learned? What have you learned in this process? We have about a couple minutes left.
Yeah. What has been really kind of humbling for us is to, I think everybody has something to share, but that we all are in a process of growing. We have been married 26 years. We have 10 kids, but I still feel like God's not done with me, and that I'm still figuring out things about parenting. I'm still figuring things about our marriage.
Yes.
And we try to communicate that that's part of life, And so we've learned it both through our listeners, but also through the struggles of just leading a ministry that, we have so much more to do, and that there is so much more joy and so much more adventure, in this life. And family life, really, I feel like this is the sum total of God's story in our world, is that we all came from a family, and we're supposed to be a part of God's family. And it's not It's not something for the faint of heart. But it also doesn't mean you have to come with a perfect attitude, that God didn't come only to the perfect. He came to be in our messiness,
yes.
And I love it. I love family life, and it's changed us.
I just love hearing from the people who listen to our podcast and hearing from people when we go to different events, and these young families who are just doing the best they can.
Mm-hmm.
And I am so inspired by them, who just are trying to, muddle through, and they're just trying to figure it out. And I feel like I've just gotten such a heart of compassion, for all of these families, because families are what is going to change the church. That's how the church is going to change.
That's
it's
right.
Going to be through the lay vocation, through Catholic families becoming who they were meant to be. And we just have such a passion to support those families and to let them know that they can do this. With God's grace, you can do this.
And yes, I read something this morning in one of the gospel reflections that, discipleship is really just about every day trying to do your best,
yep,
with God's grace and showing up. And I kind of hear that message,
right,
with you. So I'm really excited to dig into some of your resources. Tell our listeners again how to get your resources and what you have available again.
Yeah, so visit us at messyfamilyproject.org. For whether it be the podcast, whether it be downloads and resources or events that you can visit, as we travel around the country. You can also get our podcast on iTunes, Google Play, anywhere you get your podcast, you can listen to us. We have about 20,000 listeners every month to our show,
That's great.
Love to have more people sharing this great work of,
yeah,
building up family life.
We always say our listeners are our best advertisement. We don't have a marketing firm or anything. We just have our listeners who are telling their friends and who are promoting the work that we're doing.
Word of mouth and the Holy Spirit, right?
That's Amen. Right. Exactly. That's what we got.
Well, now you have 20,002. You can add Jim and I to your list, and maybe a lot of our listeners too.
I hope so. I hope that we can be a valuable resource for them.
Well, I think you are, and I'm really looking forward to, as I said, digging in. We have been talking with Mike and Alicia Hernan of the Messy Family Project. You can get their connect with their resources at
messyfamilyproject.org.
messyfamilyproject.org. Thank you so much, and God bless you.
Thanks for having us.
You have been listening to Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a presentation of Catholic Radio Indy. You can hear this episode of Faith in Action again or any past episode at CatholicRadioIndy.org. If you have a suggestion for a guest or topic for a future program, please call us at 317-870-8400 or email Jim at CatholicRadioIndy.org.